Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the U Up Podcast. We're coming in a day late. Sorry, guys. If you were waiting for this on a Friday, you didn't get it. I was too tired to do it yesterday. Didn't feel like it. And I haven't got any complaints yet. So it makes me worry that you guys aren't actually that devoted to a Friday night U Up Podcast listen. But listen, we got it out. I'm doing it right now. I'm in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with... on the road with Andrew Collin, comedian Ari Findling. You've heard him on the podcast before. We are walking the streets of Philly. I don't know where we are, but I freaking love Philly. How great is this place?
It's pretty dope. Every street is like very cute, quaint.
Yep, we're gonna go left here. It is so cute and quaint here. If you haven't been to Philly, I really recommend a visit. This should be like a destination for people, I think. Do you think, Andrew? What do you think about Philly?
It's overrated if you ask me, Nikki.
Oh, cool. Contrarian. No, you love it here. I know you do. Look at you swinging your little Old Navy bag.
I did get laid last night.
Okay. God, Jesus.
Coming in hot.
Okay.
But there's more. There's a funnier story to talk about.
Okay. Well, what did you get at Old Navy? You went shopping today. You did some Philadelphia... shopping, and yes. You stopped at Old Navy.
Yeah,
I mean, that is, I guess, very like American.
We did. I designed a couple of looks for him, five or six looks. I think he looks great. He bought none of them.
Right. Old Navy is a great place to get some
affordable,
like good stuff. Like, you dress really well, and you took him to Old Navy, yeah. Ari.
Well, because Andrew doesn't have what I've tried to explain to him, because Andrew really wants to buy like nice and expensive clothes, but he doesn't have the money for that. And all that matters is that you look good and you're comfortable.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So he made the outfits. He took pictures of each outfit. We were in the dressing room together. I wasn't wearing underwear, so he had to turn around a lot.
Yeah. Why were you not wearing underwear?
Because Ari came to my room this morning. He's like, let's get breakfast. And he hurried me, and I didn't have time to throw on the tighties.
We sat in Andrew's bed for 40 minutes.
Wait a second. Why wouldn't you wear underwear? I'm so confused by this. Is this a normal thing?
I wear underwear everywhere except for when I sleep. I don't know what he's talking about.
You don't wear underwear when you sleep?
No, I'm completely nude.
Okay, well, that's a whole other topic. But wait a second. You put on... I don't think that's normal, Andrew. Why wouldn't you put on underwear?
You wear jeans all the time without underwear.
No, I don't. I've never done that.
How many times have you had to buy underwear on the road because you forgot your underwear?
That's different than having underwear and choosing not to wear it.
Yeah.
Huh? You know, I mean, to each his own, I guess.
Okay, so then he's trying on all these outfits and he didn't get any of them?
Yeah, can I show you some of them? I'll show you the looks. They're pretty good.
Let's stop for a second.
Okay. Let me raise the screen up here.
Yeah, let's see.
This is look one.
That's cool. That's so cool.
Okay, that's look one. Pretty cool denim jacket. That's look two.
That's so cool.
Here's look three.
Yeah. There's a ski cap, there's a jacket, there's a shirt, there's pants. That is cool.
Yeah, it's a nice flannel.
100% he's going to go buy that tomorrow. That's so cool, too.
I put them all on Instagram. I took a poll in my stories, and it's not doing well.
But this is classic Andrew. Andrew, when we left the store, was like, I think all these looks look great. I really love them. He puts them on Instagram. People start voting, and he loses confidence in himself.
Why do you go to Instagram for, like, and who are these people? These are people that don't know what they're talking about.
These are my adoring fans, and they know what I like. They listen to me more than I even
like. No one liked that black and white checkered thing. How did you not buy that? That's the best looking shirt I've ever seen for a guy.
I'll tell you what the percentages are right now.
I don't care.
I'm just going to tell you.
Unless Tan France follows you,
Tan France follows you, Ari said.
He just followed me, actually.
No, he didn't.
Oh, no, that's Beige France. Okay, so here, 74% for the first outfit. Not bad. It's a C. 52, 69, 72. Not one B. 68. Not even a...
Wait a second. You're insane.
Why?
This just told me so much about you. Like, you care so much what other people think.
Oh, and you don't at all?
Not that much.
Oh, that's crazy.
I would never ask...
Corgis.
We're walking in Philly, and Andrew just saw some dogs.
You have stylists that dress you.
Yeah, but if I would have had Ari dress me, I would just trust him. All of those were so good.
You wouldn't be caught dead in an Old Navy.
Yes, I would. I buy Old Navy all the time.
Just to feel richer. This is bullshit.
No, I don't. So what did you end up getting?
I got a pair of pants, and I got a ski cap.
But why wouldn't you have bought that flannel shirt? Did you not really feel that cool in it?
No, I wasn't really feeling it. And I just bought two flannels. I just bought two flannel shirts. It was more getting the idea of the patterns I'm looking for. And it's nice. I kind of have an understanding of what goes with what could be interchangeable.
Okay.
I'm ready to go. But I'm wearing suits on the theater tour, so.
No, you're not. That's not allowed. I don't want that. Theater tour tickets are on sale. It's the Bang It Out tour. Coming to you January, starting off in Boston. Going to like 15 different cities. We're adding ones weekly. Tickets are selling really well. It's going to be so much fun. I really recommend you get tickets. Tell someone in your life to get you tickets for Christmas, for your birthday. You can check out all my tour dates at nikkiglaser.com/tour. You know where to find them. So wait, what's the story that isn't you getting laid that you wanted to talk about?
Okay, so last night there was a Shark Tank pitch. We did a Shark Tank Green Room comic edition. If you were on Insta Live, you saw it on Nikki's Live. Ari pitched us an idea, okay?
So we came up with an idea that on the drive down to Philly, I was talking about investing in comedians, like spending money to like produce things for people I believe in. And Ari was like, I've been trying to get someone to, invest in me forever. And I was like, how much money do you need? No, it wasn't really tongue in cheek. You were like, that would be a cool thing.
No. It's not tongue in cheek in general, but it was tongue in cheek to you.
No, it wasn't. I have a lot of money right now, and I'm talking to my investment people, and I literally had a phone call with my guy. Shout out to, God damn it, what is his name?
Mordechai Ben.
It's not a Jewish name. Maybe it is. Fuck, he's going to be so mad. I think he listens to this podcast. Why can't, Craig Brooks, shout out. I had a call with him, because every time we talk about, should I invest in real estate, should I buy a place, I don't care about buying anything. And I was like, what if I produce someone's special? And he was like, that would be a good use of your money. And I was like, okay, so this isn't tongue-in-cheek. I will invest in a comedian. I invest in them all the time by paying Andrew Collin on the road. Like, that's an investment in you.
Yeah, you got 85% of me for $300. Congratulations.
I'm in. Okay. So anyway, we came up with the idea yesterday that maybe this should be a show. And if you steal this idea, I'll fucking kill you. I'm not even joking you. I really am going to go pitch this. Because it's Shark Tank for
people.
Yeah, people. We have three comedians who have a lot of money to spend, and then other comedians and talent come and pitch to us why they should invest why we should invest in them. So last night we staged one with me and Andrew as the sharks, and Ari Findling was pitching us on why we should invest. And what do you have to say about it, Andrew?
Okay, so this is where it gets good. So Ari leaves and he comes back, he does a gag where he came in with his pants down wearing his underwear. Then he left the room, came back with ass out, complete butt cheeks, and we all laughed.
Yeah, so he had his butt cheeks hanging out. Like, we were doing the Shark Tank intro where it's like, dun-dun, dun-dun. And it was on Instagram Live. I didn't have the camera on him, but he walked in and he just walked backwards into the room and he had his butt cheeks out. Okay, so what's going on?
So then he takes a big hit of weed. He didn't mean to hit it as big as he did, but he had a big hit of weed.
Oh, by the way, Andrew goes, Ari, you can't just do that. You can't have your ass cheeks hanging out. He shamed him. And I go, I thought it was funny. I tried to soothe Ari's fears. Is this about to get into you not being able to sleep all night because you thought you Me Too'd me? Is that what this is going to? You idiot! I am so mad at you, Ari. I am so mad at you. You know what? That's going to get you canceled with me, is because you are not going to perform as well tonight because you didn't sleep last night because you thought you offended me. I love your butt cheeks. I think they're hilarious.
Well, in that case, I have a new idea for you, and it's just where I show, it's a prank show where I walk into different Senate offices and moon the senators. Ideas?
Okay, I'm interested.
I think I got a better idea.
You do have a great little tush, and it's not sexually threatening at all. It's a bubble butt. I did not find that me tooing at all. So you got high and got paranoid.
Yeah, I got really scared that you were bothered by it. And then
what indicated to you that I would be bothered by that?
Nothing, Nikki. Nothing. You did literally. You literally did nothing to indicate that I did
Let's
anything.
Sit on this
wrong.
Bench over here.
But, you know, we have an emerging friendship, an emerging relationship, and I don't want to offend you or be mean, you know?
Yeah. So, Andrew, you idiot. Like, you made him feel.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You made him feel like he had done something wrong because Andrew goes, "Oh, you can't just do that." And I tried in that moment because I'm so codependent to make everyone feel better. And I tried to go, like, Ari. It made me laugh. Don't worry about it because I know Ari gets in his head. And I didn't want him to feel like he had offended me and been like it was a Me Too movement like moment. And of course, that's what happened. God, I can't manage other people's feelings.
So this morning it was he texted me at 9:30 a.m. to get breakfast. And I was sleeping because I was up all night getting laid like a champ, you know, until 4 a.m. banging it out.
Half of what he's saying is like 25% real. Like, they were not, like, real deep anxieties. Continue.
Okay.
You called your wife and said that you think Nikki's going to fire you because you showed her your ass.
Oh, my God. Do you know me at all? I feel so unseen.
That is what you said. No.
And then your shoulder started to get tight, and you're stretching your shoulder all breakfast because you're having anxiety. No.
Okay. First of all, I have 2 herniated discs in my cervical spine. So let's start there. It has nothing to do with Nikki, my shoulder pain. 2, I called my wife because I was really stoned and she was awake and I was talking to her and she said, "How was the night?" And I said, "Well, I showed Nikki my ass." And she was like, "Well, you shouldn't have done that."
She
added on to it too.
Yeah, because she doesn't have the context of what the joke that we were doing. So because it was only because I was stoned. If I was not stoned, like, I woke up this morning, we were talking about it, and we were joking around.
Not true. This morning.
Yeah, will you just hold this?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm putting on gloves, everyone. It's freaking cold in Philly. Okay.
So this morning, he texts me at 9. I don't write him back because I slept till 11 because I got laid. And he thought that you texted me that you want a new host.
No.
You told me this. This is what you told me at breakfast. You go, you thought that she texted me that you need a new host and that I shouldn't text you back because this is over for you.
Wait, what? What?
You know the thing where, like, your brain goes to, like, the crazy thing just because your brain goes there.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily believe it, but it pops into your head. So that's what I said to Andrew. I was like, that was, like, the thing that popped into my head that I know was an irrational fear.
Got it. Okay, well, none of that happened. I love that you took your ass out.
Thank you so much.
I wasn't sexually threatened by you in any way in that moment. You could honestly take your dick out at some point, and I don't think I would feel weird about it because that's just, like, not our relationship where I'm, like, I'm not saying that that's an acceptable thing to do, but, like, you probably could do that, and I wouldn't care. You're not someone who's, like, trying to rape me.
Many people have said that I am completely asexual, so.
I don't see that. I don't think you're asexual, but.
I'm not sexually threatening.
Yeah, I don't think you taking exposing yourself to me is, like, trying to intimidate me, trying to make me feel. And that's not to say that I couldn't interpret it that way, even if it wasn't your intention. I don't mean to speak for all women when I say, like, yeah, take your butt out. I just would not ever feel that way about you. Other guys, I'd be like, oh, he's trying to get me to see his dick, like, gross. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable with Andrew showing me his. That's just not a thing he does. You, like, pull your butt out.
Here's the thing, though. If you were opening for Ari, it was, like, reversed, and he just showed his ass, it would maybe be bad. Like, the fact that he's opening for you, you're above him. You're more powerful than him. Allows him to show his ass.
It's just, like, we all need to chill out a little bit with this stuff because it's just.
It's like a case. Like, it's like there are certain people who know that they mean good and are not, like, malicious in intent. And I think they get passes for certain things that they do.
Yeah, there have been times I've said something or done something that I've been like, oh, no. Like, was that taken the wrong? I'm trying to think of an example of it where I've just freaked out and been like, they're never going to, like me again, or I'm going to lose my job because I said this thing. I mean, I say things on stage every night that I'm like, if it gets out, I could have some explaining to do.
You said something last night that was, I can't remember what you said, but then kept following it with, please make sure nobody's recording this. And it was so
funny. It was about Ellen.
Yeah, it was so funny. Yeah.
It was about me, like, going down on Ellen and, like, from behind. It was that would have been bad.
And then
it wasn't just that.
It was you and then a yodeler, a kid yodel.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'll go on the Ellen show. I'll eat Ellen's ass. And with a kid who, like, is yodeling. Like, if we can go viral, I go, make this video go viral, me talking about Ellen, that way to get her attention, because that's how she gets guests on her show. Did you go viral? It'll be me eating eating Ellen's dancing ass. Which I guess could be a threat to her. She would not. This could get me canceled.
And then Mason Ramsey will sing.
Exactly. Oh my God! Last night was wild. Okay, so let's get into the first clip of the week, and then we can talk about what happened to Andrew last night. Oh my God! A golden retrever just came up and it said so hello to us. He's so cute. Name?
Her name. Sorry.
Her name.
Sorry.
Yes, I'm still recording.
Squirrel. Are you looking at a squirrel?
Okay, guys. Sorry about this. Let me just find the email from Noah.
How old is
Andrew is, like, hooking up with this dog right now. Not a big deal. Oh, my gosh. I'm ignoring the dog because I have to look up this thing, and the dog wants my attention so bad.
I tried to name my daughter Lucy.
Oh, my God. So, guys, Monday's show was Caroline Ray, Ivana Lynch from Harry Potter. She played Luna Lovegood on Harry Potter. She is a fellow vegan. She was on Dancing with the Stars with me. Caroline Ray was freaking hilarious. And Anya Marina was also there. I am loving this dog. I needed this.
She could be like a dog that you take to a hospital.
Guys, sorry. I needed to, like, kiss this dog so much. So it was all of us. And I was, like, really depressed on Monday. Oh, my gosh. And this dog is feeling it. And so they really helped me get through my feelings of sadness. And we were talking about boys. And we were talking about things our parents say. This is what Noah has told me that we were talking about. We were talking about things our parents say. And we were also talking about the words make love. Oh, and then at one point, Caroline Ray goes rogue and she runs out of the studio because a guy walks by. You'll hear me go, wow, that guy's hot, or something like that. And she chased a guy out. And he really wasn't that hot. I was just trying to make conversation. Like, he was cute at first, and then I saw another angle and I was like, never mind. And she goes and runs this guy down to get his attention. And that's what you're about to hear. Monday show. Here we go. Whenever I give a fake address, I can't think of one, and so yeah. I just give the real one. Like, this weekend, I jokingly said on stage my hotel room number, just because I was, like, talking about being lonely. I'm like, you can find me. I'm on the 8th floor, 801. And I go, I don't know why I couldn't think of another number than the real one. That is the real one if you want to kill me later.
Oh, my God.
But my parents always used to say, like, if my mom takes an edible, she's like, I just got off on that edible, Nick.
Oh, God.
She'd be like, Ege, my dad's name's EJ. Ege, did you get off yet? And I'm just, ew, like, you need to change the wording. It's like the 70s way of
that's
saying
so funny,
get high. Did you ever say that? Get off?
Excuse me, I'm not that old. My mother would
I know you're not old.
No.
You just
No. My mother would say things like, say something like, oh, well, do you think they're going to screw? And I was like, ah! Like, just,
my dad says make love.
He's that's worse.
He's like, in college, we made love in a bathroom. I'm like, you know, you fucked in a bathroom.
I'm bringing
Dad.
That back. I love saying it. I'm dating a guy and I keep saying, let's make love.
Oh, that's different.
Sorry.
It is?
Yes, because I can't wait to make love because I've never done it before.
Really? Children, I'm going to throw up in a bag in a minute. Really? Yeah. You're all going to say this?
I'm very excited to make love someday.
I have a dry ice machine. I hit on. It just starts.
We use them on Sabrina all the time. It gives you bad throat infections. Don't do it.
Oh, my God, really?
Dry ice is very bad for your lungs.
But
go on with your romantic story.
That's how I make love.
Is his shirt, like, bursting open?
Yeah,
does he have long
some
hair?
Yeah, swans. He does. Swans in
making
the
love is the grossest thing ever. You're not yeah. wrong. It's like, makes me sick to say it. But
or taking a lover. I had a friend who always said, I've taken a new lover. I'm like,
ooh, I love this woman.
She was born in the 1600s. It was, yeah, no, she would always have the most insane stories.
Well, that's
taking
like
a lover.
Well, I think that the repulsion to making love is what has hindered me from actually who's that? Sorry, I just made eye contact with a tall, dark, handsome man that
should
walked by.
Should I go check?
Talk about making love.
Hold on.
No, no, no. Caroline, Caroline, no. I don't really like it. His eyes were crossed. Caroline, Caroline, no. Caroline, Caroline.
Will I get her? Will I go
no.
pull her back?
He wasn't that cute. Guys, I don't like him.
Oh, my God.
I was just being funny. Caroline, stop it.
Wow.
I think that was like that woman's husband. Oh, this is humiliating.
Go get her. Go get her, Jen. Jen, tell her. I'm going to kill her. Okay, good. She's coming back alone. Oh, my God. You psycho. I love you, but what is wrong with you?
All I was seeing was who it was. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. I'm deathly afraid of heights. I didn't make it past the corner because it was all glass. I'm like pinned to the wall. It's not worth it, Nikki.
We're on the 36th floor.
Oh anyway, God. Up close, he weighed maybe 9 or 10 pounds.
I know. Oh my God.
I love it. Miss Balls, I will say anything. Banging.
I know.
Don't go to the corner, you.
I can't. That was so funny. You're so great. I was saying about making love, it's okay. Making love.
How can you have a hilarious special called Bangin' and then really say
I know
say
my next special is called Making Love.
Wow. The sequel, Making Love.
I really think it should be. Oh, it no one be. Would watch that.
So
no
funny.
One would watch that.
Hope you enjoyed that segment from Monday's show. God, I was like so depressed on Monday. It was weird because I was supposed to do a podcast with Ivana Lynch later that day and I like couldn't even do it because I was like, I have to go to therapy. I'll do it after that. We'll meet at my apartment. And then I got out of therapy and I was crying so much that I was like, I'm in no place to record because sometimes I get so depressed and my outlook on life is so sad and nothing can help. Like I meditate, I take my antidepressants, I go to special meetings that I won't talk about and name, and I do everything in my toolbox to feel better and it doesn't work. And guess what? You still have to go to work. You still have to go to work. And for me to go to work, it's not sitting at a computer and making calls and going to meetings. It's like being entertaining and trying to be happy. And you guys listen to the show, so you know that I'm just like, I'm depressed today. But sometimes it's just like, that's not, you have to fake it. And it's really, really hard. And Monday's show, thankfully, my guests were so good that they like made me get in a good mood. But then afterwards, I was just like so sad on Monday, so sad on Tuesday. Wednesday, I got my period. And holla fucking Luya. If you've been following the show, I haven't had my period naturally since Dancing with the Stars, September 2018. And I naturally got it the other day. And it confirmed that what I have in the days leading up to my period is complete despair and depression in ways that I've only felt and a couple times in my life, but like I have PMDD. It's premenstrual just look it up, PMDD. But it can manifest itself in many ways, but I just get massively depressed. And so I'm upping my antidepressants. As soon as I started bleeding, I felt better. I don't know if it was placebo. Wednesday, Thursday shows, I was in the best mood. So Monday and Tuesday was a slog. And now I'm feeling great, but boy, oh boy. Yeah, I put out a tweet that got a lot of traction, and I just want to share it here in case anyone's listening and might have PMDD. You might relate to this. Someone accused me of stealing this from, like, a meme. I think someone else did a similar meme, which why would I ever steal a fucking joke? So it said, me... Oh, my God. What? Oh, I'm on airplane mode. God damn it. And it said, like, me... My tweet said, me 2 to 3 days before my period... It's like, nothing matters. I'm a failure. I hate my life. I hate my skin. I hate my body. Nothing can get better. It will never get better. I want to throw myself in front of traffic. And then it said, my body, 1 minute later, blood. And so if you relate to those feelings, you might have PMDD, which Dr. Drew initially... He pulled it up. Me 2 to 3 days every month for my entire adult life, : I don't know what's wrong with me. Everything is hopeless. I hate my body, skin, and life. I just want to quit everything and give up. Nothing matters. What is going on with me? My vagina, 1 minute later, blood. So that's 42,000 likes on that. So, man, I'm not alone. A lot of people, a lot of women feel my pain. It felt really nice to hear from all of you on Twitter. Yeah, it was just like, Ari, you get depressed, right?
Yeah. The thing that's kind of been sucking lately is... I haven't been able to schedule therapy in the right slot prior to shows. Like, it puts me in such a shitty fucking mindset prior to my shows. Yeah. I need to find a, because I've been doing therapy at like 6 p.m. and then going to do shows at like 8 p.m. Ooh. And I got to move my therapy slot around.
Yeah, you're raw coming out of that. Yeah. Like, I couldn't do that podcast. I did it the next day and we had a great time. So listen in for it. It's called Chick Peeps and it's a vegan podcast. But yeah, just being able to be on when you are so sad, it is like, it's physically exhausting.
Yeah, I can't imagine, like, I think about, like, musicians a lot. Like, when they, like Bruce Springsteen's my favorite musician. He talks about how he's, like, depressed all the time. And then he'll just go and do, like, a three-hour concert and nobody knows the difference. I mean, granted, as a performer, you probably are thinking more about it than other people are. They're probably not noticing it as much as it. But, like, how do you do that after three?
Well, I think you just, you go on autopilot. At least that's what I know that I do, is, like, I just kind of go, like, at least with songs, you have to think about even less than jokes. If you've been doing them for decades, like Bruce has, like, yeah. I bet those shows, though, he feels really guilty because he's like, I wasn't present. Like, that's what I always, like, I'm out of, like, even Michael Rapaport came into the show on Wednesday and was like, what's going on with you, Nikki? What's going on with you? And was like angry with my energy. And I was like, I'm depressed and I had to take a sleeping pill to get to bed last night because I slept too much the day before because I was depressed. Like, I just felt guilty being not as good as I usually am. And Michael Rapaport called it out. He did say I had a wonky eye,
no,
which
cock-eyed.
I cock-eyed. Yeah, that was really not.
And then he goes, you look cock-eyed. He goes, don't worry about it, Nikki. I got a cock-eyed too. And then you go, usually you go, I'm kidding. You don't have to then relate to me.
Yeah, I hope that clip was what Noah chose. You might hear that later on in the show.
How do you feel when people, like, notice the thing that you're feeling and pull it out of you? Do you get, like, defensive or no?
If it's physical, I feel really sad later on. That didn't really bother me. Michael Rapaport is just, like, he didn't mean anything by it. But if people notice that I'm depressed, it feels really validating because I'm, like, it's because depression doesn't show on the outside. You can't be like, you're not sniffling, you're not coughing, but you feel just as sick and debilitated. So when people can like see it in my face how sad I am, or my friends are like that makes me feel good because I'm like, good, you finally know how sad I am on the like on the outside. It shows. Yeah. Like, I was so sad that I was like, I didn't cut myself, but I was digging my fingernails into palms of my hands one day, like really hard, like almost trying to break skin because I just wanted to feel anything other than the deep depression I was feeling. And this is on Monday, and I was digging it so hard, and it just felt so good. And then the next day, I really did hurt myself. Like, I caused these bruises, these in my palm, and I was like, and it felt good. I understand cutting. I've cut myself one time when I was 19 and I got caught stealing at Urban Outfitters. And I couldn't tell anyone about it because I was so embarrassed that I got caught stealing. But I wanted to punish myself. So I got some scissors in my dorm room and I just like hit my, like nicked my like arm with it and like bled. And I was just like, yes, fine. Like, I can see a punishment. And then I, like the next day seeing my palm this week, I was like, good. I see my depression. Like, I know that it happened. There's a marker of it. And it's kind of like when you got your tattoos. Like, don't you see, like, what was going on with me that day?
Well, when I got tats?
Yeah, like, they're a marker of what you were going through in that moment, good or bad.
Yeah. I mean, the cutting thing, I mean, when you do it, did you do it just once? And then when you see the blood, were you scared at all? Or right away you felt, like, satisfied?
No, it felt so good. And I don't encourage people to do it.
Why didn't you do it again?
Because it leaves a mark and you look that you're disfiguring yourself, and I that's why I don't have tattoos. Like, I don't want to commit to anything on my body. A lot of girls cut the inside of their thighs so that it doesn't show as much, or you find places to do it where it won't show. But there's really nowhere on my body that I don't eventually want to show. And so I've been cutting the inside of my asshole, hoping that that's not going to show. But
Andrew's been doing that for 30 years.
With this fissure.
Yeah, anal fissure. And, you know, I mean, when I stole that jacket from Banana Republic, that's what I had to do.
Yeah, it was wild. I never related to people who cut themselves, like girls. Like, I remember there was a Seventh Heaven episode.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
I was fucking thinking about that for the last 3 minutes.
Yes, that episode where Lucy's friend cuts herself. Yeah. And I was like, that... Who could ever do that? Why would you do that? And then I swear to God, it wasn't until I got caught stealing. I was so embarrassed. I was so mad at myself. I couldn't tell anyone. I couldn't call my mom and be like, I stole, mom, and have my mom go, Nikki, you did what? And yell at me and make me feel as bad as I wanted to feel. So I had to punish myself, and I had to grab those scissors and cut my arm. And after I did it, I wasn't like, oh no, what have I done? I was like, good, you dumb bitch. Don't steal again. Well, and
it's like when you do drugs or anything.
Yeah, it's hurting yourself.
It's hurting you. We all punish ourselves.
Yeah. I'll sometimes run too hard. Like, I'll be like, my body's in pain, but you better push through, because if you don't, you deserve this pain. And I've told this a million times before, but it really does bear repeating. One time I spilled water on my brand new laptop. I saved up for a new MacBook Air. It was the first time I'd gotten like a MacBook. Like, I was so excited. I spilled a gigantic glass of water on it the first time I opened it. I'm not joking you. It was on the table. I set it up. Gigantic water. First time I opened it. I wanted to cut myself after that because I was so mad. I had to go do a set at the stand, and I was wishing a dog would bite me. I walked by this dog, and I'm like, I hope that dog attacks me. Like, I'm just such an idiot. And then I talked to my therapist about it before. My therapist, who's the worst therapist ever, but also has given me some helpful tools. And she said, wasn't it punishment enough that you lost your laptop? And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the punishment. Why can't I just stop there? Wasn't it punishment enough that you were embarrassed at an Urban Outfitters when you were 19 and you were alone and you were caught shoplifting? Isn't that punishment enough? And yes, yes it is. You don't need to cut yourself. And so, I don't know. I just am kind of like wanting to tread on this topic because last night we had a guy come to the show that said he really enjoyed the podcast because he said it's therapy on the road. And I really loved that. So shout out to Jared, who came to the show last night and said that this podcast really helps him out. And that for the first time in his life, he is going on vacation. He's always been scared to go on vacation and never felt like he deserved it. And now he's going on one. Jared comes to my show every year in Philly. I've been coming here 4 years in a row. And every year he's come to tell me that he's had like a new breakthrough in his life, whether it's getting on antidepressants, whether it's like, I think one time he went on a date or something. I don't know. He's just a great guy, and he really inspired me to want to talk about my feelings more. We got to get into the second clip of the week. We are going to get to Andrew Collin getting laid last night. Any last things to say on this? Ari, do you relate to, like, wanting to punish yourself?
Yeah, I mean, when I was...
Ari Findling, everyone. By the way, you can follow him at They Call Me Ari on Instagram and Twitter. They call me A-H-R-I. He is so, so, so funny. One of my favorite new comics. Might invest in him. No one knows. Andrew Collin, you can follow him on Andrew T. Collin on Instagram and Twitter. He's single now. Ladies, slide in if you're interested in hooking up with Andrew. He is opening. His DMs are open.
909 Pod Hotel for the next 2 nights. Yeah. I know this is not coming out.
Yeah, this is not coming out, but if you're in Philly, Pod Hotel, 909, room 909. That's what I said on stage last night to help Andrew Collin get laid because he accused me of cock blocking him last week, which, to be fair, I did. We'll get into that on the next segment. But anyway, Ari Findling, yes, you relate?
Yeah, so two things. When I was a kid, I bought a Lady Bic razor so that I could cut myself in the middle of lunch in freshman year of high school. And I was like a terrorist with a suicide vest. I was going to like call attention to myself in the middle of lunch and then just like slip my wrists.
Oh my God.
And then I never ended up doing it. And then,
wait, you were going to slit your wrists and kill yourself?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the middle of lunch in freshman
year. Oh my God, dude.
Why a lady razor?
Why a lady razor? Good question.
Yeah. I don't know. Like my mom had all these like razors lying around, and I hadn't even started shaving yet because I hadn't gone through puberty. So that like I never saw my dad's razors because they were always in his gym bag.
Yeah,
so that was
makes
like,
sense.
The only razor that I like knew.
Yeah, is like that weird? Maybe. No, that makes sense. You should try Harry's razors. You can order them monthly. No,
not to kill yourself. Don't kill yourself with a Harry's razor. I mean,
that's too nice.
Yeah,
get a single blade. You know. Something new. You don't want to do Dollar Shave.
Let's not give people Dollar Shave Club, Dollar Cut Club. If you need a new razor to cut yourself with every month and you always are, you get to that point and it's all rusty and you think, God, I got to go to the store. I don't want to. I'm feeling so low. One just shows up in your mail right to your doorstep. You don't even, and you can get your first refill pack for free right now by using promo code KILLME.
That was a good read. Honestly, that was a good read.
Thank you.
He did like a read she always does for, and then just put in like suicide thing.
Yeah. So we're making light, but honestly, Ari, like This gets us into, like, if you don't know Ari Findling, I keep learning new things about him. He was, you were, why were you trying to kill yourself in high school? What was going on with you?
I was mercilessly bullied in middle school and high school, and I was, like, really short and hadn't gone through puberty and was very insecure with myself, so.
Yeah, you were extremely bullied. The story that you told me about when you got bullied makes me so filled with rage and want to kill those kids that did that to you. I mean, it was a bad story. Can we get into it even a little bit?
I just thought we were going to break. I can.
We were, but I think this is more fascinating.
Okay, when I was a kid, when I was in eighth grade, I had all these, like, really good friends, like people I thought were my best friends. They invited me over to a sleepover party for a kid's birthday. And we used to make all these videos, like these, like, dumb, when you're like a kid, you make like fun videos with a camera. And they like thought it'd be a good idea to shoot this like talk show. And I was a guest on the talk show. And I like sit down in the chair, you know, like a Johnny Carson kind of thing. And I sit down in the chair and all of a sudden they like start duct taping me to this chair and they're filming it. And, you know, making fun of me as they're doing it. And it was like the middle of winter and they were going to pour cold water on me and put me outside in like the middle of night.
And what ended up happening?
I like started screaming and woke the kids' parents up and then like ran home like in the middle of the night to my parents.
Oh God. And then what did you do with that? For like, did you tell your parents?
I told my parents maybe 6 months later. But I was very depressed and like they would you know.
Did the video circulate?
I was told up until a couple years ago that they would, maybe 5 or 10 years ago, that they would still watch it or somebody still had it. Yeah.
Didn't you run into one of these kids?
I ran into one of them at a show in New York randomly. I was just, I was on a show and he was just at the show and he came up to me as if like we were best friends from high school. And I don't know why I had the inclination to do it, but I pretended like I didn't know who he was.
Yes.
And I felt so fucking powerful.
Didn't he go, though, you know, from the prank?
Yeah. He, like, basically then mansplained the fucking incident. Like, I didn't know who he was.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Is this the number one thing you talk about in therapy?
I talk about it every therapy. Because what I do now, and, like, this is why, like, granted, we were tongue-in-cheek earlier about the thing, but a gun? No. I put trapdoors in every one of my relationships to avoid getting hurt like I did.
Right. Right. You never sit down for an interview with any of the women you date.
Right. So I'm like...
Andrew's whispering, get the tape, get the tape.
All of duct tape that he's unloading. So I don't get hurt. So I put all these trapdoors in my relationship so that, and I have like a bunch of different groups of friends so that I can bounce around so that I don't stick around a place too long and get hurt. And the negative aspect is that I don't get that close to anybody. Not, I do, but
yeah,
I am afraid to get close to people for a while.
Well, and Ari is also married, has a great wife who he loves so much, and they have what I think is an ideal relationship from what I've heard. She seems so loving, and he's loving to her, and you just had a new baby. You have a new baby, Sophie. What do all these feelings drum up for you having a new baby?
I think it makes me feel validated a little bit, like that somebody has stuck around long enough to like want to procreate with me is good. You know, comedy and a child is kind of contradictory and can be confusing in my brain, but you know, it's a choice that I've made and I'm kind of dealing with it.
I think you're so cool because that story is like so horrific, and I don't know, like you seem like you have a pretty good life going despite, like, you work on yourself really hard, and that's why I'm like love having you around, because you are interesting and you like look into your emotions, and you might feel have some runoff from that, but like, don't you feel pretty confident in yourself that you've worked hard and haven't just let those things like ruin your life?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a firm believer in the idea that Andrew, we're all pretty well adjusted people, which means that anything good or anything bad that has happened in your entire life has gotten you to this exact moment. Which means that it didn't, if you're okay right now in this moment, then it didn't hurt you that bad. So it's like, you asked me, like, when I first told you that story, you're like, if you could see those people, would you beat the shit out of them? Or if you could go back in time and stop it, would you? And I don't think I would.
Oh,
because I was humbled at 12. You know, some people that we're friends with, have never been humbled, and they're walking around without that humility, and that's something that I learned really quickly, and it fucking aged me quickly.
Yeah, you're much more interesting because of it. And Andrew, the same goes for you and all the trauma you've been through, and for me. Like, so all your shit, like, yeah, I'm grateful for everything I've been through too, because you're right, there are some people that just haven't been through anything, and I'm waiting for the shoe to drop for them, and I'm not attracted to men who haven't been through some sort of hardship, because when they actually have to go through one, I don't know that I'll be able to help them through it, because it's like helping someone who hasn't learned the alphabet read James Joyce or something. Like, you're like, no, well, I don't want to read that to you.
It makes you more aware of friendships and who you should surround yourself with, because you're more, you know, you're just more wired to feel like if someone's being genuine or not. And it makes you be a better person to other people, because you never want someone to feel what you felt. So those are the positives.
Yeah, like, so if you're out there and you've been molested, bullied, raped, unloved, whatever it is, like, let's spin it today and be grateful for those things that made us better. Because Anya always says to me, and it's like a slogan that is used quite often, but like, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. So anything today that you're struggling with, that you're like, why is this happening to me? It's happening for you, and because it's happening, something else will happen that wouldn't have happened without it. So
I can trace that exact moment to literally here today too.
Yes, that's so cool. On this bench in Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia. And we're having a great weekend. Let's get to Tuesday's show. Jeremiah Watkins was in studio. Anya Marina, Carmen Lynch, and we were talking about body sounds, farting. Like, I love how we go from like being bullied and persevering best tragedy into fart sounds. But here we go, farting with Carmen Lynch, Jeremiah Watkins, and Anya Marina, Tuesday show.
You know what I mean? Like, I make weird sounds, and sometimes my boyfriend's like, don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I keep doing it. You know what I mean? I make these, sometimes I love making like weird baby sounds, like, and he's like, you're a freak, you know? Or like a weird laugh, like,
do you pass gas?
You know what? In the morning when we're still sleeping, because he's a sound sleeper.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So he passes gas while he's sleeping.
Right.
So when he does it, I, like, get it out fast.
Yeah,
you so gotta. So it hides behind his gas.
Yes.
Oh, that's so
sweet
and romantic.
Can I just say how, like, going back on Anya's story, like, how horny guys are if he's messaging you later the thing that turned him off so much and was literally disgusted by the honking? He's like, God, I miss you and your honking.
Yeah,
like, he's that desperate
that
to get back. He's
Thank
like,
you.
I guess, yeah, I mean, whew, this is rough. I even hate sending this text message, but so I love pussy. So.
Do you relate to that, Jeremiah? Does your wife do anything where you're like, oh, I hate that face she makes, or like, it's like a... Where you're like, well, that's not sexy.
Honestly, the only thing that I'll ever call her out on is sometimes, like, if she's, like, deep in thought reading or something, she'll, like, furrow her brow. And I'm like, hey, you might want to, like, not do that, because, like, we'll regret it. Like, tell me if I'm doing that sometime, if I'm frowning, because, like, it, like, gives you lines
yes,
and stuff. And
yes.
So I'm like, hey, don't.
Yeah, I'm not going to love you if your
gonna,
face
if
is
you're all
like
wrinkly and
someday.
Stuff. What are we doing?
Yeah.
I know. So, like, I'm trying to buy myself as much time as possible. You
yes,
know what I mean?
Yes. I remember one time, like, I didn't realize I just, like, burp. And
oh, you
like,
do, like, those just release. Like,
of just, like. Yeah, yeah, like the like not like
yeah, not like
belches. Celebrating
yeah.
it and being like
yes!
3, 2, 1, but like it would just like come out and I remember one time I was like trying to get some friskiness started with my ex, and he was like, I gotta be honest with you just like kind of belched before, and I just it's not gonna happen
I'm not,
for me.
I'm not there.
And it was so embarrassing, but I needed to hear because I was so comfortable around him, I didn't realize that I wasn't being ladylike anymore. And it's like, I have to respect that some people have things that they are attracted to and that can like derail that. And I, and so now I'm very much more cognizant.
My boyfriend and I said, as long, because he was married before, and he's like, we used to shit in front of each other. Mm. And he's like, that turned us into roommates.
I think it's too much.
And he was like, we're never doing that. We don't do that.
No, yeah. I don't do that with my wife. We don't actually, I mean, she's actually wanted to like have us start like openly farting in front of each other. Mm-hmm. We're like, nah, let's just keep that separate.
Yeah.
I don't fart in front
of her. We can hold it in when we're at work.
Yeah. And there's, you know, there's ways to escape, like going in the other room, you know, pulling your butt cheek to the side and just let it go. Yes. You know?
But it's so satisfying when they make a question. I just love
when, they do the what? Tim Allen Home Improvement.
Yes. Yeah. Those are so good. Man, do you ever fart and then sometimes it's so loud you like forget if you didn't realize that it was like you get scared for a second, like is anyone around?
Oh, yeah.
Even though you're by yourself.
I do it in the bathroom sometimes. I'm like, is my wife home? That was so loud.
It was so Yes.
Yeah. Or just in a room and then someone walks in you just have to kind of move.
I swear I have the worst luck with like just ripping one and then somebody briskly walking in and I'm like, which direction do I go?
Yes.
I just got to get out of here.
I just played a wedding at the Magic Castle and the dress code was Hollywood Glamour. So I was in a Hollywood Glamour dress. And I sound checked before the wedding. I'm all alone in a fucking huge room with 30 tables. And I'm on my laptop, like, planning out my set list. And I look around. It's a haunted house castle, the Magic Castle or whatever. There's not a soul in the entire place. And I'm like... like, four of those in a row. I was like, damn. I had been eating so many protein bars, and I did a, like, I was on a flight, and, like, four or five long ones. And I was just like, oh, my God, that was such a relief. And right then, a custodian scampers into the room and gets a broom and a dustpan in a little closet that was behind my literal asshole, like right behind he had to crouch down and his nose was like at my and I was just like, you've gotta be kidding me. In this huge room I just let out 500 farts and he's like, his nose is right there, and I could tell he was just like angry, like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Those are so satisfying though, aren't they?
Ones that like make you feel like you lost 20 pounds.
Yes, they're so.
And your jeans fit looser.
Yes. Oh my God.
All right, we're back. That was Tuesday's show. Okay, let's get into it. We're still in Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. If you want to come out to shows, I don't think you can. I think there's still tickets available. Philly Punchline. Also, Bang It Out Tour. I'm going to 15 different cities. Please come see me in any different city that you want to. 15 more cities will be added. I'm sorry I'm not going to different places that you keep telling me. Why aren't you going there? I don't know. It's up to my agents. NikkiGlaser.com/tour for details. Andrew got laid last night. Talk us through it, Andrew. What happened? I go out on stage and I endorsed you in both shows. Like, for off the top, I was like, hey guys, how are you tonight? If you want to fuck Andrew Collin, his DMs are open. He's staying at the Pod Philly, room 909.
I mean, it was quite a sale. I mean, and you know, part of me though, I do feel like it's cheating on my part. Like,
of course it is. You wouldn't be getting laid like this if it wasn't for me and the girls. And that girls got to eat. Heather McMahon. I'm sorry, it wouldn't happen.
But that's like saying anything. You wouldn't get your things if people didn't believe in you.
Yes, I believe in you.
Like, yeah, I know. But I think sometimes when a woman helps you, it's like you would get nothing if it wasn't for. It's like that's.
Why do you take offense to that?
Why?
Yeah.
Why do I get defensive? Because the tone is that I'm not deserving without
That's not what
them.
She said. She didn't say you don't deserve it. She just said it wouldn't happen.
Agreed. You do deserve it. I wouldn't be sicking girls on you if I thought you didn't deserve. Like, unless if you were going to hurt these girls, I wouldn't do that. If like these girls. Yeah, you get hotter girls than you deserve. I definitely think that. But
See?
That's what every comedian See? Does. Yeah. Every comedian
you
does.
Know the old saying, you
no, I don't think that anyone deserves something more than me. Why? Why? Like a plastic surgeon should get hotter girls because he can use a scalpel?
Yes.
Like he's a better person than me? I make thousands of people laugh and make them happy and make their day better.
No, you. I'm saying it
and
tongue
I'm
in
handsome.
Cheek. Okay, yeah. go on.
No,
on.
I know. It's just fun. But I'm not handsome. I am handsome. I look great in that Old Navy outfit. So anyway, so... You did that. I only got late because of you.
No, this girl wrote me after the 7:30 show. She's like, let's get drinks after your show.
The second he got off. Literally the second you got off. She texted.
Yes. And then...
After I had done the endorsement or right after...
After the whole show. After the whole show, I think. Oh, no. After I got off stage. No, after I got off stage.
But then that was probably after I had just endorsed him.
Nikki was still... She was literally not paying attention to your set and trying to fuck Andrew.
I know. That's what bothers me about it. That this girl takes out her phone and starts texting. Even though I did say, I said, the only reason you should have your phone out right now is if you're DMing Andrew Collin. I was like, no video or photograph. I did say that. I go, put your phones away unless you're DMing to fuck Andrew later.
What's so funny is there's only like two people. Like, you only have to worry about like one person.
But at least, I mean, that's more than none.
No. I actually got probably 11 DMs last night.
Crazy.
And... But I do think, like, it definitely helps, 1,000%. So this girl writes me. Her account's on private, so I have no idea what she looks like. So I then go to Facebook. My move is to then Google her, then go to Facebook, and then you can find pictures because those are more open. So then I looked at those pictures. I was like, oh, my God, she's, like, gorgeous. Why does she like me? And then I went through all of that, but then I was like, let's meet up. Then she made her account public. So when a girl makes her account public, you know she's feeling it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she wants you to check her out in whatever swimsuit she was wearing this summer.
Yeah, 9 years ago. Because I scroll. Your boy scrolls deep. And then, so I'm scrolling. We end up, I'm getting like 10 different ones, but she was the best. She first one, gorgeous, seemed cool, had some witty things to say. We met up after. She came over to my hotel. The hotel bar was closed. We went next door. Very loud bar.
How was it when she met up? Like, what did you first say? I always want to know, like, how this goes down.
It was very, like, chill. I don't know, because we were texting a lot before that. We hugged. She brought a girlfriend who was with a guy, and I thought it was her boyfriend. She met that guy tonight as well.
Wow.
So we're all four.
How old is this girl?
25.
Cool.
She's a, yeah. And she's.
And you are?
27.
You are?
29.
Closer?
48.
39 and a half.
Yeah. So I'm
39 and three quarters.
Yes, I'm 39 and three quarters. I did just do a show where I was a fuckboy, and they said I couldn't write any girl under 30. And I think that just...
She wrote you, though.
She wrote me. Yeah. So anyway, so we meet up. The bar's closed. We go next door. And this bar is like one of those, it felt like a college bar. It was loud, like all Chads and Brads, loud music, fucking like people hammered drunk. And at first I'm like, fuck this place. And then I get a drink, I get a seltzer and she gets a beer. And I see the girl pour vodka, I thought, in my drink, but like out of the corner of my eye. And then I had the girl taste it and she goes, oh, it's just water. And then I tried it. Definitely vodka. So 11 months. Now just down.
It's okay. You could have a sip.
I was easy on myself. And then I drank the whole thing. And then,
wait, you did drink the whole
thing? No, I'm just fucking around. So then we're sitting at the bar and this girl sees like everyone's so fucking hammered. She's not that hammered though. And she's like, you don't want to dance, dude. You don't drink. I was like, I dance. Like everyone thinks you can't have fun if you don't drink. They're like, you don't want to dance. I was like, I'd love to dance. And we had a great dance. I was being ridiculous. I was just like, whatever. We were having a great time. Then we made out on the dance floor. And it was hot.
Did you make the first move?
Yeah, I just went in for the kiss. It was awesome. And then her friend, she was worried about her friend because her friend just got out of a relationship. But her friend ended up making out with the new guy too. So she felt like
Did they meet him at the show?
No, they met him after the show. So then she felt like, oh, her friend is, you know.
Taken care of.
And then we went back to the hotel room. We laid down in the pod, and she was like, you know, I don't really want to have sex. And I was like, that's fine. I was like, let's just hang. And then she's like, yeah, but I do want to fuck you. I don't know. It was just, and then next thing you know.
You think you saying, I'm cool, it's fine, relax. Every guy does that. You're not special.
I don't think I'm special.
I think I really put her at ease with, like, being okay with not her not fucking and, like, wanting to just lay there.
Yeah, I just...
You giving yourself some credit for why you eventually did get to fuck?
Yeah, I brought Yankee candles, and it was cool. And so I didn't light them. So then...
You just had Yankee candles.
Yeah, I had, like, nine.
I'm not going to light them, but I have these candles. I just want you to see.
I set them up all over the room, and, and so then I ended up... I think, what happened? I forgot. And then we just started kissing, and then next thing I know, I'm, like, going down on her, and then we're having sex. And, like... But then I was
you went
like,
down on her?
Yeah.
Wow.
For an hour.
For an hour?
No, for a while.
I can't.
Why?
I don't, yeah, so a long time.
Can you, why?
Give me the ratio of you going down on her minutes to the minutes you lasted during sex.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do dry dick jokes anymore either.
What do you mean?
Your boy come from wetness.
Right, but you had a condom on.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
No, you didn't. Oh, my God.
You left that out.
Oh, my God.
You were holding your condoms the whole night like they were fucking pistachios, juggling them.
Oh, so Andrew had unprotected sex last night. Andrew. Oh, my God. Did you? You pulled out, obviously.
I pulled in to the drive-thru. No, I don't know. Yes.
Why did you fuck someone unprotected?
I didn't want to. It was in the moment. I came up from going down on her, and she's just like, put it in. And I was like, let me get a condom. And she's like, I'm fine. I'm on birth control. I go, okay. But I was like,
yeah, we've all been through this. It happens.
I know. And then I was just like, well, I don't think it's like a good idea. And then she's like, just put it in. Don't worry about it. She's like, you don't have diseases. I was like, I was tested. I'm good. And she's like, okay, put it in. And then
she said, you don't have diseases. She did not specify herself.
She's a doctor,
oh,
right?
Shit. She goes, just put it in. You don't have diseases.
She was looking at your chart, too. Did she say what your cholesterol was?
Oh, my God. That's so funny. So she did not say whether she had or not.
I feel like if you're working in the medical profession, you never have diseases. That's what I thought in my head.
Have you ever seen nurses, how they smoke more than anyone else? Like, they're always, nurses smoke cigarettes more than anyone else, and you think, like, they would know better than anyone not to do that.
My doctor is so fat.
Yeah,
he's
dad,
huge. Yeah. My doctor, who fucking continuously yells at me about my weight, weighs 900 pounds.
Yeah. I want to give Andrew an anxiety attack tonight over this, and yeah, take your ass out, Ari. Have a free night, and let Andrew stress out about having AIDS potentially now. That girl, thank you for coming to my show, girl. Thank you for fucking Andrew. Thank you for, I'm sure you're totally healthy. Are you freaking out today?
No, I'm good.
Oh, that's so good. Congrats.
Thanks, Olaf.
How come you didn't tell me that when you told me the story this morning?
I knew you would bring your anxieties to me, and I don't want them.
Okay, so you went down on her, you came back up, you had sex, and how was it?
It felt fantastic. And then I came pretty quick. We did mish, and then she got on top, and I was like, fucking come right away. And then I tried the old, you know, pull out, and then have her sit on my head, and then I don't
sit know, on your head.
Like, the whole time I'm having sex, like, no matter what, I was like, I'm going to come. And then I came, and then she's like, why did you feel weird about fucking me when I asked you to? And I was like, well, because we talked about how you didn't want to fuck. And she's like, every girl says that when they want to fuck. That's what she said to
it's
me.
It's kind of true.
It's interesting. Why do girls do that?
We don't want to give it up easily. We want you to, like, try to convince us so that it's taken out of our hands. It's like, oh, he convinced me. I didn't want to. I'm usually a good girl.
It's a qualifier.
Okay. It just, like, makes you, and you want to feel pursued. You want a guy to fight for you.
Yeah,
you want to fight you and hold you down. And I'm just kidding. Don't. No, that, know, this is where all. I know it's all very confusing. It's all very confusing. I don't mean to say that, like, if a girl says she doesn't want to have sex, that means she wants to have sex. That is not what I'm saying. Yeah. But a lot of times, it means, hey, I can be convinced.
And then it was interesting too. Then I go, all right, let's just, you know, go to sleep. And she's like, no, I'm gonna leave. And I was like, are you mad? And she's like, no, I had an amazing time. She goes, I want to take control of this. And I don't want to stay tonight. And also, I don't sleep well with other people in the bed. And I was like, okay. And then she laughed. Oh, and then she said something about, like, you know, you heard Nikki set. And I was like, when did she say to leave after fucking a guy? She's like, I just want to take control of this.
Yeah, you get attached and you don't want to, this isn't going to be something lasting. So, you want to, I like how she goes, take control.
Yeah.
She wanted to take control. Good job, girl. I love it. Are you going to see her again?
Yeah, I would love to. She was awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, and I mean, it is interesting when that is, because that, you would think it would be the other way around. By, like, I don't know. I like that she wanted to just leave, because that, there's less pressure on the guy to be like, am I hurting her? No, she's did this. She want, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She was in it. Like, I don't know. Anyway, so.
Cool. Awesome. You're just stammering all over the place now.
You're stammering.
No, I'm not stammering.
Yeah, and I was just on the phone with my wife with anxiety as this woman was exiting your room after just blowing you.
Did you hear any of it? Because you're right.
I didn't hear them fucking, but I heard a door slam when I was awake.
Oh, so you heard her leave?
I think so, yeah.
She was so hot.
Let's go into Wednesday's show. It was Jim Norton, Andrew Collin, and Chase Bernstein. You got to follow Chase Bernstein on Instagram. Awesome. She's so awesome. Isn't she great?
I love her.
Yeah, she's amazing. Chase Bernstein, B-E-R-S-T-E-I-N. Chase, spelled the way you think it is. She's so funny, up-and-coming comic. I love her on Instagram. She's hilarious. And Jim Norton from Jim and Sam on SiriusXM. Jimmy Norton stopped by. God, he is funny. This was such a fun segment. I hope you laugh a lot. Here's Wednesday's show.
I know. It's such a waste of time, and you get so sweaty, and you have to, like, redo your hair and
that's
makeup.
That's the thing. Like, I was going to this class, and it was every day ruining my hair. And yeah. I was like, I can't live like this.
I agree.
It's one or the other, and I think I'd rather have my hair be good.
Yes. Redoing your hair is such – it's another
would, like,
hour
try
added
not
to your day.
To, like, I would actively be like, try not to sweat. I'm like, okay, let's keep it intact. But, like, I don't think your body works
it's
like that.
It's so funny to hear people worry about – and I know people do. Men have to do it, too, but the hair for me is such a non –
It's a non-issue.
Yeah, it's
non-issue.
So great.
That's, yeah. I know, it is.
Yeah.
I saw a woman the other day that had a shaved head, and I was like, she's doing it and living her life. Maybe I can do it. Like, yeah. It would make life so much easier.
I know.
But then no one would want to fuck me.
That's not necessarily true. Yeah. I've been on a Sinead loop watching live versions of Nothing Compares to You because I go on these weird obsessive loops.
Yeah.
And when she had her hair short in like in the mid-90s, she looked fucking great.
I know.
Also, there's chemo apps.
What do you mean?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
For guys that only want to fuck women that have been through chemo.
No, there aren't.
Yeah, it's hot.
That have... I just feel like your hair is so much a part of your identity
it's
as a woman. It's like, it would take something like that to get me to, it would take
Well,
cancer.
Some women look good with a shaved head, and then, you know. I think it's kind of hot.
Or even like short hair, when like girls have really short hair and they're just like, it's super easy. And I'm just like, okay, that's
I know.
Down.
I was thinking about going short recently.
Really?
Every time I've ever cut my hair short, I've regretted
it
deeply.
Have you?
I hate it.
Every single time.
But I do it all the time.
I'm like, the time too.
I'm like, yeah, it'll be really cute. Like I'll put in a ponytail, some pieces will be falling. But like, it's not cute.
No. Long
it's
hair
never
gives
cute.
You the option
you just shave
to
your own
do
head.
Anything.
Yeah.
I know.
Long hair is safe. I don't even like having long hair. I don't even do anything with it most of the time, but I could do something
you
with
could.
It.
And it. Even just like a long blonde pony is like really inspirational, I think it is.
I'm a big beehive fan. I want the beehive to come back.
Oh my God.
That's the
no
look.
That would take
that.
Forever, dude.
When I was a kid, I had I had an imaginary friend. My imaginary friend's name was Helen, and she was Helen. She was a middle-aged woman with a beehive frosted
like
hairdo.
It sounds like you got
Wait,
abused,
frosted?
Bro.
Frosted beehive hairdo. When I was probably five or six, it was Helen was who I would talk to all the time.
Oh, man.
It was a really weird, I forgot.
Was her hair always up?
Yeah, it was a beehive.
Always?
A frosted beehive hairdo on Helen.
Fresh beehive.
How old were you?
6, 5 years old, I was a child.
Wow,
yeah, I would always talk to Helen.
Possibly this is a ghost?
You know, I don't know. Where I got Helen, it was Helen and Jimmy Robinson, but Helen was, because Jimmy Robinson was from Lost in Space.
Yes.
And it was just me with a cape, but me and Jimmy Robinson hated Jimmy Norton. It was a really weird,
wow,
very,
you bully yourself.
We hated Jimmy Norton.
Oh.
But yeah, I would always discuss things with Helen.
Yeah. How's your self-esteem these days?
You know, up and down, like every comic, you know what
like,
I mean?
Yeah. But is there, I feel like you do a lot of work on yourself, and I've seen you like, I feel like I've seen you grow into a more self-assured person just from knowing you professionally in the decade or so that I've known you. Are you in a good spot now with it?
Yeah, I feel okay.
Yeah.
You're never great, but there's levels of bad. You know, like comedians, you always feel a certain level. Any comedian that feels too great about themselves, it's like, sit down and watch this set I did. You're like, that's a sociopath.
Oh yeah.
That's a sociopath.
Same
you know, I feel okay about myself.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's a safe place to be, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
When did Helen go away? Like, how did you get her?
I don't remember. I remembered her many, many years later. Like, I forgot about Helen for a long time.
Like, this just triggered it.
No, I thought of her recently, but this did bring it back up. Like, I hadn't thought of her in a year.
Jim, how you doing in a week? He's like, not good. Helen hates me.
Fucking Helen won't stop.
The cape doesn't fit anymore.
That was Wednesday's show. It's a long podcast today, so I'm going to zip into Thursday's show, which was pretty interesting regarding relationships. Nori Davis, comedian Nori Davis, was in studio with me and Mike Feeney. Nori Davis and Mike Feeney, two new guests to the show that fucking killed it on Thursday's show. One of my favorite shows ever, I got to say. It was Ian Fidance, who you know and love. Follow him at iAnimal on Instagram, Twitter. Mike Feeney. I think it's I Am Mike Feeney, but he has a new album out called Rage Against the Routine that is getting rave reviews. And then Nori Davis, who you can see is half hour on Comedy Central this weekend. I think it aired last night, but you can stream it. Nori, N-O-R-E, Davis. This is about how him and his girlfriend met, and his girlfriend's a comedian, and she was in studio, and she hopped on mic to, like, tell the whole story. And I learned a lot from this, and I hope you do, too, if you're single and want to know how you're going to meet the one you're meant to be with. I don't remember what I learned from this, but I got something from it. So enjoy it. Here's Thursday's show.
I was interested in him, and I'd be in his DM, and I'd say nice things, and he would never get the hint. He'd just send me a heart. And I'm like, why is he not biting on this? I'm like, you look good today. You look good in that picture. Heart.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know
I never
what?
Knew that was flirting.
Whatever, yeah.
What?
Just...
Are you joking me? I didn't know that was flirting.
Not at all.
It's so hard to pick up signs.
That's what I'm saying.
You never know.
Come on, Nikki. I didn't know that. She's like, you look cute, and I'm just like, great. And it's so convenient. Heart.
Nash.
Yeah,
okay,
I love
but
it.
But then here's the thing. How then? Obviously, you were dating other women before that. Well, are girls just like for a girl for you to know that a girl wants to hook up with you? Just you have to be like, I want to suck your dick.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably how.
Does it have to be that blatant? Because I really need to know this.
I felt like it was very obvious. Yeah. So like I backed off a little, and then finally he invited me to a show, and I was like, there we go.
Yeah. Thank you. How much do I have to
be persistent?
Yeah.
I mean, I gave up a little.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm like, how do you know that? Every single thing, like if I go back in the thread now, every single thing is heart, thanks.
And
heart.
I would be on her profile like, she's beautiful, man. I would like to like well, go out with her okay, and all that stuff. No. But then I didn't know the heart thing was making her go like, he does not
Nori,
get it.
Okay.
I'm just giving you my heart.
Here's my heart.
I have to ask though, like if she's writing you to pictures where she's saying you look good and it's like obviously flirt. I mean, that is so obvious that she's into you. But how
that
do
was
you
just
not-
a compliment. Like
really?
Like yeah.
This is like, interesting to me because I'm her with a lot of guys. Not I was never that blatant about it. Like I love that you just like leaned into it because honestly, but I would think I would never do that because I'd be like, it's so obvious. Clearly that wasn't even obvious.
Yeah.
So
we're
the
so
hell
dumb.
I'm doing is not
yeah,
too good.
Yeah, we are dumb. We did
we
not pick
so
up on
dumb.
The signs.
Yes.
Even to this day, I don't pick up on the sign where her sister came over to her house. She's like, oh, I want to smoke. And then she was just like, oh yeah, we don't have any weed. I'm like, what are you doing? We have plenty of weed. It's right
I'm
over
like,
there.
It's
she's
my
looking at me
stash.
Like,
we don't have any more. Yeah. He's like, it's right over there.
You just once you say it a second time slower, that's
why
what
why don't
get
you
it.
Want to share with your sister?
If you ever want to pick it up, you just say what you want. Hey, you look good today. Hey, you look good today. And the
yes.
second time, we're like, oh, I see what you're doing.
I'll get it the second time.
You violently
me and my
kick
ex.
Them under the table.
Me and my ex had a code word.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't pick up on signals or signs of like when things were happening.
Bro.
And she'd be like, Ian, stop. Just stop. And I'd be like,
stop. That's your code?
And no, no, no. And then she'd go, lavender. And I go, you're right.
That's good. It cuts through. Well, okay, well, let me ask you this then. So you guys are, you go to, he invites you to a show, finally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know you got all gussied up. You're like, yes, finally. This is like, and did you feel like it was going to be a date type thing? Were you like, oh, this girl might be into me. What something might happen here?
I was excited that she was coming to a show.
Aww.
And
did I feel?
Did you curtail
your material?
Yeah. No. I remember. Like, I just kill. Just fucking kill.
Yeah.
Just be good.
Oh,
and
cool.
also, but I was just happy she's just so beautiful. She's next to me. Like, all right, so just do good. Whatever.
Aww.
Be open.
Yes.
And I had good shows, and then we went to a bar, and then we just stayed there all night just talking to her.
Yes.
I almost missed the show, though, because I like to drink, too, and that was the day I was day drinking, and then I went through this weird drunk crying, and then I fell asleep, and then I woke up, like, just in time to meet a second show.
So there's that feeling. I sent the message, so I'm getting all those hearts. I sent the message, like, yeah, come to a show. Nothing. And I was like,
oh, that was
she,
good.
She
was
ghosted
good.
Me? Did she ghost me?
Power move.
But I didn't see the scene, though. So
wow.
I was like, there's a little hope.
I
maybe
knew
she'll wake up.
Something happened where she got some power.
Yeah.
And that's it.
The hard
your
to get.
Your hangover or your day drinking really saved your ass.
And who said drinking isn't beneficial?
No. Get me a beer.
Let's go out after this.
All right. Crystal Palace, $11.99.
Hilarious. Yo. So,
okay. Well, now, so you, who made the first move? What's going on there?
Who made the first move?
Who leaned in for the kiss? How did
kiss happen?
How long
did
it take to kiss?
I did. Yeah, that was me.
He was very persistent. It was the first night he wanted to kiss me. And
yeah.
And I don't know why I didn't want to kiss him. I didn't kiss him.
That was good.
He tried the first night.
Another amazing
That was
move.
Good because I'm coming from my whole stages.
No,
remember.
But the yes. first night he was like, oh, because I was like, I'll catch an Uber. He's like, I'll drive you home. I'm like, no, I'll catch an Uber. Just leave me right here. And he's like, oh, just let me go and sleep on your couch. And I was like, no.
Yeah. Nice. Nice try, buddy.
And then right from there, I was like, this is love, man.
Yes. No, making me
second,
work.
No, that was the second
the
time?
The second time when he tried to, like, come over. And I'm oh, no, you just catch an Uber from here. He's like, can I use your bathroom? Which is always, like, the trick. So he comes up. He uses my bathroom. And he comes out. He's like, wow, this is nice. I'm like, that's great. I called you an Uber home. It's right outside.
Had
right
you guys kissed yet at this point?
We had kissed at that point.
She called me an Uber back home to, I'm in Yonkers. She lives in Brooklyn. She spent $95, like, get the fuck out of my house.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, yeah, this is somebody special.
Yeah.
Wow.
To be like, look, here's some money. Bye-bye.
Oh, my right. God.
And then I'm just like, I got to see her again.
I knew what he was trying to do.
Why did you buy his Uber? Why didn't you go get your own Uber and get the hell out? I just want to know what that
I just didn't want any excuses.
I love that. Yeah. Okay.
Guys are sweet talkers. And I had feelings for him at that point, and I didn't want to sleep with him, and I didn't want to be talked into it or worked into
Why
it.
Why didn't you want to sleep with him?
I just wasn't ready to yet. And
that's good.
From past experiences, you know, I just wanted to, this time I'm going to get to know the person and see where it goes. And plus, we're both in comedy, and that could be a nightmare if we did sleep together and didn't work out.
Yes.
Because I'll always have to see you. So.
Yes.
And that made you a spaceship versus a Honda Civic.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying. That's where it is, because like for guys, we have that low key subconscious of like, can she just be a mat? I just come in and have sex with blah blah blah. So you have to like, women do it sucks, but you do have to show your like value to yourself.
Absolutely,
right there.
If you're listening.
And her showing that value is like, all right, this is the one to get.
All right, that's the podcast this week, you guys. Hope you enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. I'm in Philly all weekend. Thank you, Ari Findling. You can follow him. They call me Ari, A-H-R-I, Findling, F-I-N-D-L-I-N-G. He's a hilarious stand-up. He'll be on Conan soon. And Andrew T. Collin on Instagram, slide into his DMs. Girls, he'll go down on you. He'll fuck you without a condom. We learned that. He's open to that. And he'll be on Conan. He'll be in Ari's green room when Ari eventually goes on Conan. He'll get invited. But thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on the podcast. Squirt, squirt.
Yeah. This has been a Comedy Central podcast.